It if you were driving down the road on one of these really hateful days where you wished you were back in bed, and there was a song on the radio that went, winter go away, 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 winter go away. That's the chorus. Do you think you can handle it? See, I came from a tradition of Irish music where the choruses are things like whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey, 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 oh, you know, so that's how I came up with this catchy little chorus. Let's try it. Take another day. I'm sick of watching the world through a thousand shades of gray. There's not a single sign of life in these frozen empty trees, and this bitter cold has penetrated deep inside of me. I'm sick of shoveling and shivering, Jack Frost nipping at my nose. I'm tired of struggling with these heat bills and these layers and layers and layers of clothes. I want to toss away these scarves and gloves, burn these boots and overshoes, pull the covers over my head. I don't want to hear the news. Oh, it's record-breaking wind chills, pipes frozen, kids at home. Landscape looks like Labrador, Siberia, or Nome. The wind cuts like a sucker punch right to the solar plexus. Won't you tell me what I'm doing here when I could be in Texas? Under the ground, the crocuses remember. Struggling for the skies, or will I ever feast my eyes upon their blossoms tender? Oh, give me daffodils and violets, iris and narcissus,
tulips and forsythia and hyacinths. Oh, this is the mantra that I pray, and it gets me through the day. I hope those winter gods can hear and that they plan to disappear. I'm singing, winter go away, winter go away, winter go away.
Company's here. Our company that is, hello. This is Larry Berger along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio. Where you'll find links to our own player, as well as TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and our unique Listen by Phone service, where you can hear us by calling 631-359-8728. Happy New Year. We're happy to be with you today. Live music with singer-songwriter Skylar Edson, a ninth grader, at 10 o'clock Eastern today. Also at 10:35 is part of our Youth Express Hour. We have the Youth Poet Laureate and Youth Poet Ambassadors from City of Asylum joining us. And then Connor Parente joining us at 11 o'clock with music and conversation. That plus puzzles, games, good cheer, and good company all throughout the morning. Thank you for joining Ricky and me here. We're glad you are able to at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. Saturday Light Brigade with Tierney Sutton and Big Yellow Taxi getting us started. Susie wanted to hear Big Yellow Taxi, and good morning to her and you. Susie is in Alexandria. Also Mike and Angie just checked in from Mars. Tommy checked in as well from Virginia. Nice to have you with us. We have a pop quiz that will be coming up in just a few moments.
A-plus Schools joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The mission of A-plus Schools is to eliminate chronic absence in Pittsburgh city schools so that every kid can show up ready to learn in every school, every day. A-plus Schools 2025 Report to the Community provides a thorough and objective look at Pittsburgh's public and charter schools, offering families, community organizations, policymakers, and concerned citizens critical data about student achievement, student growth, school climate, teaching, and more. A copy of this report and more information about A-plus schools is available at ourschoolspittsburgh.org.
on behalf of everybody working here at SLB, and especially on behalf of the people that we serve. Thank you for an incredible 2025 fundraising campaign. As of right now, we've heard from 221 people, including 43 new donors, contributing approximately $52,339.09 during our year-end campaign. Thank you for your support. If you missed the opportunity, you can always use a credit card, PayPal, or Venmo at slbradio.org/donate. Or mail a check to P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh 15233, or call us this morning, anytime, at our usual numbers, 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. I haven't had a chance to look at the details, but I think this was our most successful campaign in our history, so thank you. Now we're going to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time now for today's pop quiz. The word praise is an example of a word containing at least one P that is still a word when you take the P away. Praise becomes raise. Another example is happy. You remove the two P's from happy and you get hey. Can you name five more examples? If the word contains more than one P, you need to be sure you remove all of the P's to yield your additional word. That is today's pop quiz. Do you have some to share?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
The Saturday Light Brigade with John Gorka from Unentitled, his latest album.
Never stop believing there's goodness in the world. There is goodness in the world. There is goodness in the world. I see children marching. There is goodness in the world. I listen to them speaking. There is goodness in the world. When we finally do the right thing, there is goodness in the world. Goodness in the world. We need to be reminded there is goodness in the world. Too often we are blinded to the goodness in the world. They are working hard to find it, the goodness in the world. Goodness in the world. You can't beat fear with fear. You can't beat hate with hate. Only love can do that. It's not too late. No, it's not too late. No, it's not too late. Though justice seems to hesitate, it's not. I saw a sea of people, both particle and wave. Teach the ones who came before a new way to behave. I saw sea of people, both particle and wave, wash over the world, their very lives to save. Never stop believing there is goodness in the world. There is goodness in the world. There is goodness in the world. Never stop believing there is goodness in the world. Goodness in the world. Goodness in the world. Goodness in the world.
Day after day I'm more confused, yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. I'm feeling the strain, ain't it a shame? Give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll. Drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll. Drift away. Beginning to think that I'm wasting time, and I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. I'm counting on you to carry me through. Give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll. Drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll. Drift away. And when my mind is free, you know a melody can move me. And when I'm feeling blue, the guitar's coming through to soothe me. Come on, soothe me. I want to thank you for the joy that you give to me. I want you to know I believe in your song. Rhythm and the rhyme and the harmony. You carry me along. You're making me strong. Give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll. Drift away. Hey, give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll. Drift away. Come on, come on, come on, and take me down, take me down, free my soul. Oh, give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll. Drift away, oh, drift away.
The Saturday Light Brigade. That's Tom Rush with Drift Away.
Thank you.
John Gorka with a beautiful song. Before that, called Particle and Wave from his album Unentitled. We're in the midst of our pop quiz, and the idea is to identify five words that contain at least one P, like pirate. And you take away the P, and you still have a word like irate. And as usual, you, along with some other folks assembled now, have thought of some. Let me share them. Hello to Barbara in Highland Park. She has paid, becoming aid. Prose, becoming rose. Pram, becoming ram. Punctual, becoming unctual. And poopsie, becoming oozy. And here is Tom and McCandless. Pit becoming it. Both apple and pale becoming ale. Pill becoming ill. Play becoming lay. Page turning into age. And Pike turning into Ike. Shaman Craft and Hides has leper becoming leer. Rapid becoming raid. Tipped becoming tied. Pirate becoming irate. And primp becoming rim. Chairman Blackridge has quite a few. Copy becoming coy. Player becoming layer. Spend to send. Sappy to say. Spank to sank. Pink to ink, spine to sign, like a sine wave, flappy to flay, ramp to ram, damp to dam, lamp to lamb, part to art, hope to hoe, like a garden hoe, maple to mail, primp to rim, scamp to scam, skimp to skim, pray to ray, clamp to clam, cramp to cram, spun the sun. Slump to slum, gramp to gram, and cramp to cram. Finally, spunk to sunk. Quite a few there. And good morning to Mark. He came up with paint to ain't, even though he does point out ain't a word. Also, pan to an, pin to in, pit to it, pate to eight, paddle to addle, phone to hone, pill to ill, hemp to hem, camp to cam, damp to dam, page to age, pale to ale, apple to ale, romp to rom, as in read-only memory. Slurp to slur. Sump to sum. And tamp to tam. And ramp to ram. Here's Leslie in Oakland with rope to row, hip to high, apple to ale, prod to rod, and packed to act. And particle to article. Jim in Crafton Heights has quite a few. Slurp to slur. Optic to otic. Split to slit. Platter to ladder. Preference to reference. And shop. S-H-O-P-P-E to shoe. Linda, Ed Collier has proved to Rove, primer to rhymer, supper to sewer, hop to hoed, and proof to roof. And here's Ralph in the South Hills with please to lease, spell to sell, park to arc, part to art, and split to slit. There are a few more that I'll share with you in a few moments. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio. Light Brigade with Kathy Breyer, along with Vince Giordano and the Nighthawks.
Prime Stage Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Prime Stage Theater's 6th Annual Drama Awards takes place at the Hillman Performing Arts Center in Fox Chapel on January 10th. Celebrating the creativity and teamwork of high school students from schools who produce non-musical plays for their schools and communities. More details are available at primestage.com.
Be the first to learn about upcoming guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our email newsletter. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
About 10 minutes ago, we were talking about words that contain at least one P that are still words when you take the P's away. And there are a few extras that I didn't get a chance to share. Mark in Slippery Rock has park to arc, pray to ray, prep to rep, plead to lead, plate to late, pledge to ledge, sport to sort, spoon to soon, spent to sent, spun to sun, and spell to sell. and pray becomes Ray. Now, Bob in Washington, likely listening with joy at this very moment. I didn't count how many he came up with. I guess I could now. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35. Wow. 41, 46, 51, 56, 61, 64. I'm going to share some highlights. Spunk becoming sunk. Proofing becoming roofing. Preview is review. Pre-manufactured is remanufactured. Prefer becomes refer. Plugged becomes lugged. Pitching becoming itching. Pinch becoming inch. Fooey becomes hooey. Which almost sounds like a song. Peons becoming eons. Elvis becoming Elvis. Particulate becoming articulate. Inspect becoming insect. Outplay becoming outlay. And deplete becoming delete. Those are just some of Bob's, and Bob, those are wonderful. Kathy also came up with quite a few, including plunk becoming lunk and pouch becoming ouch. And Tom, or Tommy, I meant to say, has quite a few. Paste becoming aced. Beat becoming bee. Carp becoming car. And alpine becoming a line. Sue in South Park had quite a few also. Play becoming lay. Putter becoming utter. Loop becoming loo. Coop becoming coo. And tarp becoming tar. Vidya has some becoming some. Apple to ale. Prose to rose. Pluck to luck. Putter to utter. And presume to resume. Those are some great ones. Gosh, still a few more. Stu has apple becoming ale. Ripple becoming rile, as in rile up. Spewer, as in one who spews, becomes a sewer. Reply becoming rely, and tipple becoming tile. And good morning to Pudge. Nice to have you with us. Oh, Pudge. Pudge gets a charge for this one. Pudge says, wifey poo becomes wifey ooh. And good morning to Russ. It's nice to know that you're heading to Apollo, but it's with our sympathy to know that you are heading on the road as a result of the loss of a good friend. And our best to you. Russ said he left his list at home. He had a long list, but one of his was peer becoming ear, E-E, or pear becoming ear. And he also had peer becoming ear. A charge to you. Best travels to you and Sharon. Now let's give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with today's history riddle. In her own words, she was born thoroughly imbued with women's rights on January 3rd, 1893. As a Quaker minister, she and her husband worked to abolish slavery. She later worked with Elizabeth Cady Stanton and, among other things, developed a Declaration of Independence sequel called the Declaration of Sentiments. It stated, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men and women are created equal." Once again, in her own words, she was born thoroughly imbued with women's rights on January 3rd, 1793. As a Quaker minister, she and her husband worked to abolish slavery. She later worked with Elizabeth Cady Stanton and, among other things, developed the Declaration of Independence sequel called the Declaration of Sentiments. It stated, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men and women are created equal." Want to take a guess?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck. Here's Ann Hills at the Saturday Light Brigade.
All of the riverboat gamblers are losing their shirts. And all the brave Union soldier boys sleep in the dirt. But you know, and I know, there never was reason to hurt. When all of our lives were entwined to begin with, the gingham and lace are up in the attic with grandfather's Derringer case. There's words whispered down in the parlor, a shadowy face. With one more beginning here in Spoon River.
Come to the dance, Mary Perkins. I like you right
now. All of the riverboat gamblers are losing.
The Union's preserved. If you listen, you'll hear all the bells.
All of the brave Union soldier boys sleep.
There must be a heaven. God knows I've seen mostly hell. My rig is outside, coming right through the morning. Spoon River. All of the riverboat gamblers are losing their shirts.
And all of the brave
begin with.
Here's Spoon River. All of our lives
were entwined to begin with.
Here in Spoon River.
Saturday Light Brigade. That is Eliza Gilkison with James Taylor's Wandering. And you heard Ann Hills with some assistance from John Gorka. And the beautiful song Spoon River. The album is called Every Town. And all the songs on that album are by Michael Smith. I'll repeat our history riddle in just a moment. In her own words, she was born, quote, thoroughly imbued with women's rights on January 3rd, 1793. As a Quaker minister, she and her husband worked to abolish slavery. She later worked with Elizabeth Cady Stanton, and among other things, they together developed a Declaration of Independence sequel called the Declaration of Sentiments. It stated, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men and women are created equal. And good morning to Fran in Pittsburgh. She got the correct answer. And noted all men and women are created equal has been credited to Elizabeth Cady Stanton, not necessarily alone to our answer. A number of guesses of Susan B. Anthony. Not her. One of those came in from Tom and McCandless. Stu has the correct answer, bringing up the average for McCandless today. John in Economy Borough got it. So did Tommy in North Chesterfield, Virginia. Checking for a couple other correct answers. Did you come up with it? I see that Jess and the Sothols came up with it, and so did Susie this morning in Alexandria. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning.
I'm impressed that you knew this. Well done, but as a librarian, maybe you've had to help people find out about this person.
This one was one that I did have to look up, but I knew it wasn't Susan B. Anthony. And I had a number of people that I thought it might be, and I was like, oh yes, you know, when it came up, I was like, oh, of course, you know.
Who is it?
I went to a women's college, so you know, we, you know, I had to take women's studies and that whole nine yards. So.
Where did you go to school?
I went to Carlo for my first 2 years.
Ah, okay. Back when Carlo was women, my mom was a Radcliffe girl. Although that college is now co-ed. So who is it that we're looking for?
Lucretia Mott.
Lucretia Mott. Exactly. And we don't, for whatever reason, I think she isn't discussed as much as she could be. She and James Mott got involved as Quakers, and they began to work with Elias Hicks, opposing some of the branches of the Quaker religion and kind of starting their own, and they worked to organize abolitionist societies. Women were not very welcome in the abolition movement early on, and she also worked to help bring women's rights to women. Very interesting person to learn more about.
Well, and to be a minister, you know, at that, you know, and that as a woman in that day and age, you know, definitely, you know, I mean, people are still looking at women, you know, oh, you're a woman, you're a minister.
Yeah.
You know, in this day and age.
Yeah, all of the things. These are, first of all, not too long ago, only, 150 years ago or so. That's not too many generations. And there's still a lot of work to do moving forward, too. I'm not an expert at all on Lucretia Mott, but just learning more about her life and putting together today's history riddle makes me want to learn more about her. Fascinating person. Well, Happy New Year. Here's to a good one.
Yes. And
congratulations.
Thank you.
You're batting 100 on history riddles for 2026. Thank you. And congratulations if you came up with Lucretia Mott. And there is a link at slbradio.org that takes you to a short biography. Bob in Washington got the correct answer. And a correct answer also from Mark in Slippery Rock. We will have another opportunity for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Coming up in our next hour. A quick thank you to you if you made a contribution during our 2025 donor drive. On all, we heard from 221 people, including 43 new donors. If you missed the opportunity, of course, you can go to slbradio.org/donate. to make a contribution at any time, including this morning, or you can phone us at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO.
It's a pity what's there. Oh, the kids in the gutter running really bare. How much of money do I have to get? They're getting me set where the jet set gas. Like up on the hill where they do the boogie. Boogie. I wonder what they're doing when they do the boogie. And I wonder what I'm doing here. Down in the city, if you ain't dead, you better watch that man. He's gonna bust your head, or throw you over and leave you alone. He's a 20 minutes late, he gotta be back home. Way up on the hill where they do the boogie. Boogie. I wonder what they're doing when they do the boogie. And I wonder what I'm doing here. Rats in the alley and a roach on the floor. A businessman a-hunting for a two-bit whore. I thought I heard some housewives say I gotta go up the hill for the PTA. Meets up on the hill where they do the boogie. Boogie. I wonder what they do when they do the boogie. And I wonder what I'm doing here. Now some folks say that a hippie won't steal, but I caught three in my cornfield. One had a flag and the other had a bomb, and the third old boy was getting on home. Way up on the hill where they do the boogie. The boogie. I wonder what they're doing when they do the boogie, and I wonder what I'm doing here. Now all I know about is what I read. I see you coming at me on a TV screen. Every time the boogie, well, it gives me a thrill. But they always seem to do it way up on the hill. Way up on the hill where they do the boogie. The boogie. I wonder what they're doing when they do the boogie. And I wonder what I'm doing here.
John Hartford, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh WIUP FM, Indiana WMCO, New Concord, WSHA FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and